Axel.
Welcome to the Dubious Bakery.
Oh, sorry, John. You dropped the ball there.
No, that was a remarkably smooth hit.
Not for me.
Really? No. We use this Beesline stuff. It's a hemp rope coated in, I think, some sort of honey oil. And it's supposed to be just a nicer way to hit your bud instead of using a lighter. You're inhaling fumes and whatever other nasty shit happens to the fuel after you light it. And this stuff, this Beesline, it's a healthy alternative.
All right. I take it back, actually, already. It really was a nice hit. The reason I said that is because I was coughing and just because it was a big hit. But
you know why it was a big hit? It was a pain in the ass to coordinate. And, like, we have to light it, pick up the mics, and move around and shuffle and shit and pull the ball.
That was actually an intense thing.
It was funny from my side. It was a coordinated effort on your parts.
It was a big pain in the ass. And then to put the line out.
That actually was the biggest part for me. Like, because a lighter, you just stop and the fire's gone, or a match, you kind of wig it out. But this one had a big long cord of, like, after rope. That I, like, when I tried to shake off, because I was holding so many fucking things that, like, I think I got some on the floor of the new studio. But just rub it in.
But that was a nice hit nonetheless.
I think it tasted good too, actually. I swear I think it tasted a difference. It tasted really good. So
a story out of Marietta, Ohio. A antique jug was donated to a Goodwill. Guess what was in the jug?
Money.
No. Wrong.
Okay.
Alcohol?
No. Wow, you guys are way off. Someone said brains. I think that's wrong, too. It contained weed.
Oh. Yeah. Who would donate that?
Marijuana.
How
it contained
dumb.
$1,500 worth of weed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a shitload just to give away. What?
It was just in a jug. Just someone donated the jug, probably forgot it was in there. And funny thing is, the cops are like, oh, well, we would be, I quote, we would be happy if the owner came back to claim it. Yeah, no shit. You fucking,
they just acknowledge it's valuable and the owner would want to reclaim it.
No, well.
Maybe.
Nah.
I don't know. That's hot goods at that point.
Hot goods.
You know? I'm not going back for my briefcase full of coke that I left at the airport. That's gone.
It's never an antique desk or anything full of weed. It's always just a jug. You know? Something like that. Must not have been clear.
Have you found many jugs full of weed in your life?
Not yet.
No.
Because that happened to me. Like, I wonder who found it at the Goodwill. I mean, I guess whoever screens it, someone has to clean it. It's all like, it's kind of religious there, those Goodwills, so that's probably what happened.
You think,
like,
so?
Because if some cool, I don't say cool, but, you know, if someone in the green know-how found it, they would be ecstatic, and it wouldn't be a story at all, frankly. Like, all the good stories are, like, ganja stories gone wrong, kind of. Like,
yeah,
because the guy
right.
got caught, you know, so it's like,
I never thought
until
of that.
It gets to the point where getting caught, there's no such thing as getting caught.
Craigslist is making the news again.
Yeah.
This guy would advertise selling electronics, and then when the customers would show up, he would rob them at gunpoint.
Sick. But, like, would they show up at his house?
You know, I didn't get that part. That's a good fucking question.
I think it
was probably a hotel of some sort.
I'd imagine that because, hello, let's give me where you're addressed, but a hotel, it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. But fucking Craigslist. There's prostitution, murder, robbery. That place is so shady.
I know. It's like the world. What the fuck?
I want to buy some stools for the studio, but I've been checking Craigslist, and this story kind of put me off for a while.
That's sick. No, yeah. It's like the number one site for prostitution and shit there, I hear.
Yeah.
Our show talked
about
it. It's
called something different now.
What? I seriously have never been to Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cool site. You type in your zip code and what you want, and you can really narrow it down to free. And
really?
Yeah. And
yeah.
just pick
yeah.
up your stuff.
Some of my friends have ordered some chicks to dance and shit at their parties, splash parties and stuff.
That's right.
Via Craigslist.
Yeah, it's huge.
Maestro. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well.
Not only prostitution, but actually legitimate
dancing. Yeah, because there's legitimate people on Craigslist. Come on.
Well, no, of even the erotic type, you know. I mean,
there's legitimate erotic people.
Well, yes.
Yeah. We all go to nightclubs or Some of us do, I guess.
I'm just going to say everyone has their price. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Craigslist.
They have a peace sign, for God's sake.
Who?
Craigslist, a peace sign.
That's their logo? It's a peace sign?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, have you ever gone to Craigslist and you see that little logo at the top of the browser?
No.
It's a peace sign?
I've never been.
Why a peace sign?
That's all I have to say.
Promote peace.
Yeah, they got nothing to do with peace. Oh, anyway, I'm not going to nitpick at that shit.
Craigslist has, like, killed a couple people. The guy, the inventor is just, like, crying somewhere, like, my invention is wrong so
done?
Many.
What have I done?
We've talked about the Kepler mission before on our show, but it's basically the satellite that's, like, checking for dips on other stars to look for extrasolar planets. And so I thought this was cool. They found a styrofoam planet.
What?
It's just a planet that has the density of styrofoam.
How big
it's really
is it?
Hot. It's a just. Let me hold on. Give me a second.
No, yeah, not a problem. I know how it goes.
I don't have like specifics, but basically all the extrasolar planets found are really big because that's the ones we can see so far. The Earth-sized planets that we're used to, they're too small to detect so far.
Hmm.
Because what they're doing is they're detecting the dips in the starlight, so they're waiting for the planet to go right in front of it, and since they're so big, there's like a noticeable. Like candlelight dimming or something.
Yeah.
That they like, can track and be like, there's a planet there.
And where is the Kepler satellite now? Is it a satellite, I assume, right? That's what you said in the beginning?
It's a telescope.
It's a telescope?
Yeah.
And it's mounted on Earth, right? It's not like the Hubble telescope in space, in orbit? Because I would assume it would be farther out than Hubble, or at least at Hubble's distance, if they're going to measure the dimming of a star.
But I think it's already happening, and I don't think there's anything in, so it must be, I'm not sure.
And
I'm
just
looking through my old notes, I have it, but they're all folded up, so it's like I can't find it. So.
And he's just searching for planets? Exoplanets?
Yeah, basically. I mean, they didn't even think any existed for a while, and then all of a sudden they found one, and then they started checking their old data, and they had a bunch. They found over 400 so far.
That's the best way we can do it? That is so tedious.
That's what astronomy is. It's just tedious looking at like little feints of light and just calculating.
Someone needs to like inject astronomy with rock music or something. I don't know.
Seriously, the masses need to be into astronomy, so then we'll get through the drudgery work, and then we'll, you know, start inventing starships and going there.
Ah, bullshit. I'm glad they cut NASA's budget this year.
What? Fuck you. Exactly. Thank you. Thank you, Grundle.
Getting a lot of
bakery.
Hate from the bakery. But, you know, NASA was over-budgeted anyways. What the hell are we spending so much money to do nothing in space? We're cooperating in space. We're learning about what's happening in space, but it's so unrealistic to get us to space.
You said it right there. We are learning about space, and that's exactly what we need to do before the planet explodes. Long-term survival.
We don't know enough about our own planet that we're sitting on. Let alone, like, we don't need to go out into space.
Okay, we know that.
You're conquering hurdles that you're just setting for yourself. You know, what's the point in, like, self-defeating hurdles?
Self-defeating? We're learning so much every day we go in space.
I agree. NASA has come up with some cool shit and, you know, a lot of facts and this and that, but I thank them for Velcro.
Duct tape,
that's true.
And duct tape, yeah. They have their ups, but...
I agree that they're kind
that was
of...
all here. That was all on Earth.
They're patsying around now. What they really need is a director with balls to go over with NASA and be like, you know what? We need to discover some fucking aliens. Like, right? Fucking now. Like, we're all sitting the fuck around doing nothing. Like, if I was commander there, like, we would be, like, really out there discovering shit. Because there's supposed to be a mission to, like, back to the moon again to set up, like, a lunar base. And I really want that to happen. But, you know, it's just years and years in the making
and
planning.
Yeah, that should happen.
That totally should happen.
Because that's how we get to Mars.
Exactly.
But,
thank you, Maestro.
You know,
huh.
We need investment in NASA.
Totally.
That's Maestro's opinion.
I mean, I agree with your statement about, like, we need that money to go into the oceans because that shit needs to be explored, too. But we can't.
How important is learning from the ocean?
We just need space.
Comparatively.
Too. We just need space.
I assume, I haven't crunched the numbers, but I assume one of the reasons they cut NASA's budget was because NASA just got rid of their shuttle. You know, they're not sending it up on the big orange tube anymore. We are now buying our trips to space from Russia.
Yeah. We are.
And that must, if we're going to go that route, that must be cheaper than building our own shuttles and sending it up. It has to be. Why else would we not, why would, in the interest of cooperation?
Yeah, I mean, it, totally, and it totally is cheaper. We are trying to almost save money right now. But that kind of reminds me, like, what you're talking about, though, the searching the ocean, it's called, like, the search for intraterrestrial life.
Intraterrestrial?
Yeah, like, that's, like, for basically fish and stuff.
Don't we just do that every day when you find a new bug or some shit?
Yeah, basically, okay. But I'd never heard of that before, so that's why I was like, intraterrestrial. I was like, haha, instead of extraterrestrial.
Mission accomplished.
That just made me laugh in general. But, like, this article said, like, the majority of life on Earth lives at the bottom of the ocean, much of it beneath the ocean floor. And this year, there's going to be a series of sea drillings expeditions that are going to study, basically, the deep ocean.
So is it going to be like when we drill in Antarctica and we check the cores? You know, the level, the sediments and whatnot.
That's what it sounded like to me. It showed like this big oil freighter that's going to be going out into the ocean. They're going to be on ledges, they said.
Yeah.
In like the ocean.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
And, you know, hopefully by studying our world, we're going to learn about other possible worlds basically too. Like if we knew, you know what? NASA should invest some of its money in like spaceships that could go up in space and explore the deepest oceans. Because
that's impossible. Okay, have you ever seen any science fiction show ever?
I've seen one or two.
Okay.
Yes. Believe it or not.
Every time a spaceship goes underwater, they always say something about the atmosphere differences. Because a spaceship is made to suffer at least zero atmosphere or one. You know, yeah. It's not made for positive 400 or whatever it's going to be at that depth.
Okay. I want one that... I'll agree there because there's certain depths that don't exist in space unless we get the shielding, but that's not going to happen forever. Yeah. So we either need like a really kick-ass metal that just, no matter what.
Unobtainium?
There you go. Unobtainium would totally adamantium? Be able to. Yeah, seriously. Adamantium.
Tritium?
Unobtainium.
Carbon nanotubes?
That's real. That's okay. What was the T-1000 made of?
Liquid something.
Liquid metal?
No, nanobites.
Neosteel? Huh?
No, the T-1000 was nanobots, totally, the replicating.
No, liquid metal.
Yeah, I think it was liquid metal.
No,
that's the one in T-2.
Yeah, it looked like liquid metal, but that liquid metal was composed of fucking nanobots. Come on, man.
Are you saying these nanobots are the size of atoms?
Yeah, and then that's how we can shapeshift and become liquid metal and do all those stabbing things.
We're arguing over semantics.
I know. All right.
And Hollywood.
Wait, so I just got a notice from the bakery saying that the Russian fleet is only temporary. We are building our new rockets, and I think they're the Ares, right? The new Ares rockets. And those are supposed to take over for our orange,
really
big orange fleet.
We did a story in the bakery about Russia building a starship to last. Basically, they're making it nuclear powered, and they wanted to like help recolonize other like people to Mars and shit. And they're just like building this shit to last. And so, I hate to say it, they're like I almost backing up Russia's thrive for space a little bit right now, especially that we are cutting back the budget and stuff. I mean, I understand. Budget crisis and stuff, and like we already talked about it, but
yeah, they cut so much. Good for them. I, you know, fuck it. We don't need to go to the moon anytime soon. We need to fix what's here, because if we don't fix what's here, we're not going to be able to go to the moon, right?
I could see that side of it. I can see that. Cheaper, but better ideas. Cheaper, better ideas.
I got a porn story out of Australia.
Sick.
So apparently the porn industry in Australia has suffered a major hit. Thanks to the economy.
What? Duh.
They are down $1.9 billion. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry, bakery. Trying to get you all riled up.
Rewind.
Yes. Their annual income was...
this out.
Their annual income was $1.9 billion, with a B.
Okay.
And that is a loss of $67.6 million from last year.
Shit, though. Like... Australian people are just watching American porn, I guess? Is it cheaper?
What makes you say that?
Because you said the Australian porn industry is, like, declining, so I'm assuming so the people there, what, the porn, the need for porn has declined? I don't think so. They have just switched from Australia to America.
So you think they're going somewhere else for their porn, right? Like, you don't think they're just winging themselves
off?
They're
sick of the accent. Because, look, in Australia, to an American, that's an accent to an Australian. Like...
And vice versa. They are sexy.
I'm sure there's a big Australian porn market in America. But that's just, I digress.
Some say the rise of dating sites is, the rise in popularity in dating sites is to blame.
For the lack of porn.
People are hooking up now, and you can do it over Craigslist, you know?
Damn it.
You can do it for free over Craigslist.
People are getting together and, like, having relationships and falling in love and shit. That's horrible. Have you heard of electric cigarettes?
Yeah, I've smoked one.
Oh, man, I saw someone have one. It just tripped me out. Just thinking that you could, like, use one in, like, a bar, technically, couldn't you?
You could use it anywhere. You could be in the middle of a mall. You could be in the middle of a hospital, and you can smoke your electric cigarette.
But is it, have you ever done one?
Yeah.
You have?
I just said that.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I know. I know how it is. We don't hear a lot of things. But anyways.
So you smoke, you've tried an electric cigarette?
Yes.
So how was it?
Not fulfilling in the least. It wasn't warm like the smoke would be, and you're inhaling vapor instead of smoke.
Mm.
So, you know, it's not fulfilling on the inhale, and it's not fulfilling on the exhale. The flavor's not there. The consistency's not there. It's, I don't know. You can go through a dozen of them in an hour. A dozen cartridges. Wow. You know, whatever you're...
I heard a cartridge is supposed to be like a pack or something worth, I thought. That's what I heard. You know, this is all hearsay. I'm just saying.
I remember when we were smoking ours, this didn't last us that long.
So it's really just the act of smoking. So, because in theory, the electric cigarette is giving you the nicotine, but the act of like the heat and everything is kind of what you're looking for too.
Yes. Recently, I've switched over to American Spirit cigarettes because they are all natural and they're supposed to be 100% addictive free. And I agree. I agree with that. In the morning, I still wake up and I'm like, I want my grit when I go to work. But it's not like a headache or anything mental. It's just oral fixation now. You know, I've got nothing to do but listen to the radio on my way to work. I want to smoke a grit.
So you need to chew gum now.
Yeah, I've heard that. Or use suckers.
Use flipping off cars. You need to start doing magic. I'm trying to think of things you can do with your hand or something instead of smoking.
I'm a drive. Oh. Ooh, I can flip cops off. How about that?
Oh, okay.
Because that's legal. Which it is.
I read that California consumes 16 million ounces of pot a year.
16 million ounces?
Yeah, a year.
Holy crap.
I just thought that was that's like a little figure. I just was like, wow. It's kind of staggering to me.
Yeah.
I thought it was just me. That's a lot. I think a lot of people do it, I guess.
Stoners, you guys smoke too much. Nah. Speaking of which, hey, light me up. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, are you going to light your little hemp paper again?
Oh, no, that's such a pain in the ass, man.
Pain in the ass?
No, you know, I'll take a hit later. I have a story out of New York here. A senator proposes that hunters, when they go hunting, they will kill the beast and then, you know, cut off its head, save a trophy, or whatever you're going to do to it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes most of the time what they'll do is they'll send it somewhere to get the meat, you know, cleaned processed off and processed and have it sent back to them. This Charles Schumer proposes that hunters would get a tax deduction for donating their kill to a food bank.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right?
Yeah, totally, because they probably don't eat. Yeah, they don't eat all the meat and stuff, and they just want to hunt and satisfy their whatever. But, like, that's a great idea.
It is. I have a coworker who, her boyfriend goes on safari every once in a while, and, like, I'm talking safari.
Yeah.
And he brings back meat and...
Safari.
Oh, yeah. To the deep jungles of Africa.
With a machete.
And he brings back meat, and they make chili out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's brought it to work before.
Have you had some?
My coworker. And, yeah. I've had antelope chili, deer chili...
You just, because if people at the bakery don't know, Dubious John is, I call him a chili aficionado.
I love chili.
And I had no fucking idea that you even had that much chili under your belt right there, like antelope chili. Like, I've had fucking turkey. that's as weird as it gets.
I've had antelope chili. It's nice. It was, it was like run through a meat grinder, a bit tender.
Huh. A trip.
Like steak? Like, what kind of meat would you attribute it to?
By the time it was through the grinder, it was more like chicken.
Chicken.
Ground chicken, I would say.
You know what I dig about chili? Huh. I like eating it with crackers. Like, I don't use a fucking spoon at all.
Yeah.
Crackers, period.
I rarely use that.
I think it's cool.
We've been buying cheaper crackers, and they crack when you're bringing up your chunks of chili, and it pisses me off.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
I like it. I'd rather bite it and have that little thing left, and it's so strong that you can use it again as a small one. And if that cracks, that's when I piss the fuck off. And I just break all the fucking crackers. And
bread and butter.
No.
Bread and butter, really, for you?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You want cornbread or some shit? Cornbread for Maestro.
Dude, yeah, that's awesome, too.
Cornbread. I like cornbread. You need some honey and shit. Okay. But, researchers were using a diamond paste to polish a slice of meteorite, and they discovered, what do you think?
I think they discovered a diamond substance that was harder than the diamond they were using to polish it.
Holy shit. That is correct. I wrote as a joke, too, if anyone didn't know, kryptonite. Kryptonite. I thought that would be funny. But yes, you're actually right. Crystals in the rock that are harder than diamonds. It's a new phase of crystalline carbon.
Really?
Yeah. And it was tripping me out because it was just naturally occurring. And I guess there's artificial diamonds already. But I don't know. I wasn't sure about their hardness, but just the fact that this is natural occurring was interesting. It's like a new element.
I wonder if it came...
Isotope, I guess. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I wonder if it came from space and developed in the vacuum of space, or if it came from some distant, much denser planet forcing those crystals to grow that way. Because our crystals only grow because they're under immense pressure.
Yeah, in the deep earth and stuff. Yeah.
So would the vacuum of space have a different effect on crystals growing in some fashion? I don't know. You know,
maybe like it was on the comet and just encountered a large gravitational force that's just gave enough pressure enough, but then it somehow would have to escape that force, I guess. I think it did have to explode from something. Collision.
Yeah.
But I read the sample is too small to test for hardness, but it's certainly harder than regular diamonds. But they don't know how hard it is yet. It's too small to test.
Have they looked at its atom structure yet, the way the atoms are arranged? Because do you remember the story about graphene? It's going to be the next type of a circuit board. It's only one atom thick, and it's carbon molecules arranged in a hexagon pattern. And it's super versatile, and tensile strength is awesome, and see-through. And
it's almost it's like unobtainium.
So, and this is a carbon type of diamond, right?
Yeah. It's a new phase of carbon, of crystalline carbon. So it's like so fucking hard and like dense. And basically, but what's really tripped me out is that we've had that meteorite since 1971.
Really?
Yeah. It fell in Finland. So just like always discovering something new here on Earth, I guess. You're right. So we got to discover everything here too.
Those fuckers. So do you like sushi?
Yeah, I'm totally getting into it.
Are you? Really?
Yeah.
All right. Sort of. Columbia University and the American Museum collected tuna from 31 restaurants and subjected them to genetic testing.
Okay.
They found that more than half of the tuna was not what it was supposed to be.
Was it salmon?
No. Some of it was even endangered bluefin tuna.
Well, because like it's weird. You asked me if I like sushi, and I said yes, but then I was like I don't really venture into the raw sushi as much yet. Like I've had it, and it's good, but like I just don't get it on a regular basis. I get kind of like the tempura rolls and stuff. I was like, ugh.
I'm so, just like, glad I'm not a fan of sushi. That shit. Well, hey.
Whoa, you're not?
No.
You're really? I didn't know that.
It's raw meat. I want my meat cooked.
But what is it then? You said if it was this weird, if it was not tuna, what is it?
Damned if I know. Halibut?
So they would just sneak it in. I read somewhere that like on soda fountain drinks, there's like 49% like fecal matter.
What? Why is that?
I don't mean so much that you can like see it, because people don't wash their hands and stuff, and like, or even if they do, there's like a particle of it, and just there's so much time and everything, and that people touch the soda fountain, and like, if you really like studied it on like a microbial level, of course that's true with everything, but like if you did, it's kind of gross sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have another MySpace story.
Yeah.
At 20 something. Oh no, the first one was Not MySpace. Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist.
A 20-something-year-old man in Washington. Man.
He's a man.
My writing's horrible in this one. A 20-something-year-old man in Washington met a girl on MySpace, then decided to meet her in person.
Well, that's always kind of a dubious idea.
Well, I mean, they met and they talked, and I'm okay. Sure they... Enough to... Fuck it, you don't need that much info. They okay. Hit it off. They hit it off, went back to his place where the clothes came off.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah. See?
Hey, it worked out. Craigslist.
Later that night, she told him to get into the shower where she had a surprise for him.
Oh. I imagine... I don't know why I think rhinoceros, because I know it's physically impossible, but anyway.
And so, like many of us, I'm sure you would... You know, climb into the shower naked and wait.
Yes. Right?
After sitting in the shower for a while, he realized her surprise was to steal his laptop, wallet, phone, and car.
Sick.
What a bitch.
I'm sure he wasn't that upset.
I know, right? Like, he got some out of it.
Frankly, you were just like, man, that kind of sucks.
She was caught, and everything was returned to him.
Oh, of course, right there. That's like the happiest ending ever.
Yeah. Wow. And then she was caught again, trying to break in.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's that brings it to another serious level.
It just got bad. Shit got real. Going back on the diamond thing, I saw that diamond oceans are possible on Uranus and Neptune.
What does a diamond ocean consist of?
Liquid diamonds. They discovered that you can melt diamonds now. There's been a problem, though, like... You can't just heat up a diamond and expect it to melt because it'll turn into graphite. And then that graphite will melt the diamond. And so to melt a diamond, you need intense heat and intense pressure. And so these conditions exist on Uranus and Neptune. And a swirling ocean of diamond could explain a discrepancy in Uranus and Neptune's magnetic fields. I guess their poles are kind of...
Wow.
I guess their poles are kind of off. Like, you know, like magnetic poles are on... North and south or whatever.
See, that's the kind of trippy shit we don't know about yet. And that's super interesting, but very irrelevant to anything we're doing here.
No, but it's really a trip too, because like most material, like the solid state is more dense than the liquid state. So like water is an exception. That's why icebergs float to the top of it and stuff. That's what diamonds do too. They were tripping out on this. So like diamonds flip to the top. So there's like on these planets, there's like liquid like... diamond oceans with like huge diamond icebergs and shit.
I would love to get a picture of that.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. Like, that'd be a Tool Trek episode.
Hey, there you go. If anybody in the bakery has access to a giant telescope and is getting pictures of that, send it to john@thedubiousbakery.com. That was john@thedubiousbakery.com. But it looks like we only have a minute left here.
Oh, sick. So, yeah, if this is your first time listening, let's check us out on our archives at thedubiousbakery.com.
Yes.
Join us on our Facebook. Yeah. Comment on our wall.
Yeah, we're always on. So and just us, too. No don't be cronies, no
yeah, we don't have a crew or anything, so...
Exactly. So you can also find us on iTunes, Dubious Bakery.
You're skiing while you're peeing.
Fantastic. We've been in a lot of good podcasts.
Perfect world, soapy yeah, massage so, will be free. As always, thank you. 73-year-olds getting 23-year-olds to do something that you never seen. I mean what I spray when I say I'm gonna bust another yeah. Soapy massage, menage a trois with a clusterfuck. She whipped out my hot dog and gave a little mustard suck. I hit the ham wallet with the force to bust a dog. And listen, fucking with that other shit yeah. Baby oil smother shit yeah. The way I'm dropping bills make you think I'm on the yeah. My mother flipped when she saw the statement from my discovery card. She said my son's a motherfucking retard. I breathe hard when they jerking it, working it. Yeah.